This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What has been designated as the biggest shopping day of the year is a week from Friday. Shall we all say it again as a chorus? Gee whiz, Thanksgiving is late this year. And toy store owners have an eye on international affairs, with a 15% tax on toys imported from China set to take effect December 15th. Now, this won't affect prices this holiday season, but it will in the new year, most likely. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports from a toy store in suburban Maryland.
Mike Bray owns two toy stores about 20 miles north of D.C. I meet him at the one in Laurel, Maryland. There's a wall of puzzles, remote control planes, and lots of toy models of tanks, jets, and artillery. Bray is 55, trim, energetic, and a bit harried.
I just got started on something that I have to get to the end of.
A lot of what Bray sells at his Hobbyworks stores is from China. He says the next round of tariffs would eat up almost half of its profits. Take a model Soviet missile. The next time Bray places an order, the price will climb from around $46 to over $50. And that's a threshold he doesn't want to cross.
$46 in a consumer's head, is they act differently than when it gets over $50.
As in, they put it back on the shelf. Bray says he'd shoulder a little of the tariff himself to keep the model under $50. Big box stores like Target have said they will force their suppliers to pick up those costs. But Bray doesn't have their bargaining power. So customers like Samin Manizadeh, who just bought four model rockets, would have to pay more. Manizadeh spots the Made in China label.
Oh, yeah, this is made in Guangdong.
Bray says with the 15% tariff, the price would go from about $24 to just under $30. Manizadeh says he'd still buy the rockets, especially since the price hike would be caused by tariffs.
It's more palatable than saying, oh, it's a markup where someone is like price gouging along the way.
That's comforting for Bray, but he's not just worried about his toy business. Bray also manufactures specialty carrying cases for things like remote control airplanes. His bags are made in China, and he now has to pay a 42% tariff, up from almost 18% last year. That added almost $9,000 to the latest order of about 2,000 bags.
I was like, holy moly, except I didn't say moly. What are we going to do about this?
Bray has thought about making his bags in Mexico to avoid the tariffs, but it would be a big logistical challenge and cost more. So he's staying in China and hoping a trade deal brings those tariffs back down.
It's gambling. You're just guessing. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Am I going to make a profit on this order or not?
Or he says he might get out of manufacturing bags and just focus on toys. In Laurel, Maryland, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.